وأنت الوسيلة والفضيل المقام محمود الذي وعدته. اللهم صل وسلم عليه.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. وَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have introduced and innovated into Islam. Every innovation is a bid'ah. Every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct, truthful word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you do so, He will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved a great success. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. The life of a person in this dunya, it revolves around moments of happiness and moments of sadness. A day for you and a day against you. A day in which you profit and a day in which you lose. A day in which you are pleased with the birth, with a new birth, and a day in which you are saddened with a death. Allah said, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these are the days. These are the days which we alternate for the people. I.e. a day in which Allah blesses you with something, and another day in which you are saddened by something. So the days in which there is happiness upon you is a shukr, to show gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And days in which there is sadness and loss upon you is a sabr, to be patient in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you should know that everything which afflicts you, it is due to wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim, and after him, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahumullah. They mentioned how a person should be. They said, تَكُونُ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ. That you should be from those people whom when you are blessed with something, you show shukr, you show gratitude. وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ. And when you are afflicted by a difficulty or a test, then you are patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرْ. And when you commit a sin, you fall into a wrong, something which is wrong, then you seek forgiveness. And then both of them said, فَهَذِهِ الثَّلَاثِ هِيَ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ. These three matters, they are the keys to happiness. So happiness, all of happiness, it is contained in these three qualities. A shukr, gratitude and thanks to Allah when He is good towards you. As-sabr, being patient when He tests you with a difficulty. Wal-istighfar, and seeking forgiveness and repentance when you do that which is wrong. Why did they say that the happiness of a person, it is in these three things? Why nothing else? Because if a person contemplates his days and his life, he will see that every single day revolves around one of these three things, one of these three situations. Either Allah has blessed you with something, so you show shukr, and this is happiness. Or Allah tests you with a difficulty, and you show sabr, you are patient, and this is happiness for you. Or a day in which you commit a sin, and then you realize the sin, and so you seek forgiveness from Allah, and you repent, and therefore this is happiness for you. And there's no other day, and there's no other situation. Either ease, you show shukr, or difficulty, you show sabr, patience, or a day in which you have fallen short and you have disobeyed Allah. So you make istighfar and tawbah, which is sincere. These three keys, al-shukr, al-sabr, and al-istighfar, brings happiness in this dunya. They bring comfort in the mind, peace in mind, and they bring tranquility of the heart. Regardless of how difficult your affairs may be, or how restricted your life becomes, or your situation is. But if you live your life between these three things, a shukr, thanks to Allah, a sabr, patience upon the decree to Allah, al-istighfar, always seeking forgiveness, then you will always have happiness in your mind and contentment in your heart. When we say happiness, it doesn't mean that a person will never face a day of sadness. It doesn't mean that there will be no difficulty in your life. In fact, the best of the awliya, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much difficulty did he go through? How much sadness did he go through? How many days of anxiety passed by him? Many days, many weeks, in which he lost much, and he was saddened by much, and he was harmed by many, but he remained happy. And he had his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he lived his days with these three things. Either showing shukr to Allah, thanks, or having sabr, being patient, or making istighfar, or seeking forgiveness from Allah. Ibadallah, ikhwat al-Iman. Many people, they think that happiness, it is in having a high position. A position of authority or status. Some people, they think that happiness is in collecting much wealth, having a lot of money. Some people, they think that happiness is in following the desires and being satisfied in this dunya. And all of this is wrong. All of this is false. My brothers, if happiness was in having a high status and having power and authority, then the happiest person upon the world would have been Fir'aun. Because Fir'aun had all power, all authority upon the land. He controlled the lands. In fact, he would say to his people, like Allah mentions, وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ. One day Fir'aun, he called out in front of his people. قَالَ يَا قَوْمُ. He said, oh my people, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصَرْ. Do I not have the authority of the lands of Egypt? وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. And these rivers, this water, these shores, which are flowing, don't you see them flowing beneath my feet? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not understand? So he had the authority, he had the power. He had the flows, he had the rivers flowing beneath his feet. But did it bring him happiness? No, it did not. Because Allah destroyed him how? With the same water. This water, these rivers, this shore, which was a symbol of his power and his authority and his status, which he used to oppress the people by. Do you not see my kingdom? Do you not see these rivers flowing between my, below my feet? They are mine, I own them. And yet Allah, from his wisdom, to show us a sign, he destroyed Fir'aun with the same water. And that's why Allah said, وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. So we drowned the people of Fir'aun, his army and Fir'aun, in that water. Because he thought that this water was a sign of his strength and it was his happiness. Ikhwat al-Iman, if money and wealth bought a person happiness in this dunya and the akhirah, then Qarun would have been the happiest of people. Who was Qarun? Qarun was the minister of Fir'aun. Fir'aun was the king, but Qarun was the one in which all the money went through his hands. And he was the minister in charge of all of the ministries. And he had the keys to the stores. The taxes came through him. He was the richest man alive at that time on the planet. And he was so rich. Allah tells us he was so rich that just the keys to the stores of his wealth, it was too heavy for his men to carry. Just the keys, never mind the wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, he said, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقُنُوزِ. We gave him from the treasures, meaning the wealth, we gave it to him. مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. And he was so rich that the keys to the stores, they were heavy upon his people to carry. His servants, who were أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ, they were people of strength, they were strong men. Yet despite this, these keys were too heavy for them because of how wealthy he was. He would come in front of the people with his jewelry and his clothing. Allah says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. He came out in front of his people with his adornments, with his jewelry, with his clothing. And the people were stunned by that which he had. They were amazed by the clothing which he wore. Allah says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. That those people who wanted the life of this world, they said, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. That if only we had that which Qarun was given. If only we had the wealth and the jewelry and the richness which Qarun was given. However, did it bring him happiness? No, it did not. Allah destroyed Qarun in the very room in which his wealth was collected. Allah said, فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. That on that day, when he was in his room in which all of his wealth was, the earth swallowed him up and his room and his treasures. Allah says, فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. On that day, there was no person to help him. There was no servants to help him, no army to help him. So look, Allah made this a sign for us again. That this person, he thought his happiness was in his wealth, in his clothing, in his jewelry. And he used this as a symbol to show his power. So Allah taught the people a lesson by destroying him in his symbol of power and authority. Just like he did with Fir'aun. If happiness is brought about by that which we eat and going to the fancy restaurants or our desires, then look at some of the kuffar, the celebrities, the people who have all of their desires. And yet year after year after year you hear of another suicide and another suicide. We're not talking about the poor. We're talking about the rich, the powerful, the celebrities. Those who people look up to, they have all of the desires of this dunya. And yet year after year they are committing suicide. Why? Because it does not bring them happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ. Those people disbelieve, they enjoy. وَيَأْكُلُونَ. And they eat. كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Just as the cattle eat and enjoy. Then what did Allah say? وَالنَّارُ مَثْوَى لَهُمْ. However, the fire is their final abode. So these matters which I mentioned, when we say it does not bring happiness, it does not mean that it is forbidden for a person. Islam does not forbid you from having a lot of wealth or being rich. Islam does not forbid you wearing nice clothes or enjoying the food which you are eating. But the person who lives for this, and he disobeys Allah for this, and he thinks all of happiness is in this, he's the one who shaitan has deluded. Shaitan, Iblis alayhi la'natullah, he promises happiness, but he only brings sadness and wretchedness. He promises wealth, but he only brings poverty. Like Allah said in the Quran, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ. He promises them. He entices them. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. But Shaytan, he only deceives the people. He shows you this is happiness. So when a person follows him, then there's the punishment of Allah. This is the deception of Shaytan upon the people. And also, when we say wealth, money, desires, status doesn't bring a person happiness. Yes, it does bring a level of happiness, a partial happiness, a temporary happiness. But the true happiness is in doing righteous actions, in obeying Allah, in having at-taqwa. Like Allah said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and that person is a person of iman, he said, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Then we will give him the good, happy, blessed life. And from the taqwa and from the righteous actions are these three keys. That a person, he lives his life between either shukr to Allah, showing gratitude and thanks to Allah, or as-sabr, being patient in front of the difficulties which Allah has sent, or al-istighfar, or seeking forgiveness. A shukr, showing thanks and gratitude, who is it for? It is for Allah and also the people who are good towards you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in the hadith that Shaykh Albani considered sahih, he said, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. That the one who does not thank the people, he has not truly thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our religion. Our religion, it teaches us to fulfill the rights of every single person. Yes, Allah shows goodness to us, we have to show shukr to him. Also, Allah enables other people to show goodness to us, then we also thank them. And this is from al-Islam. The second of these keys is as-sabr, be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes he throws a difficulty at a person because of the sins which that person has committed. You have to understand, sometimes the difficulties and the afflictions you are going through is because of your own sins. And for this reason, the Salaf, some amongst them, whenever they had a problem even with their wife, they would try to think back to a particular sin which they disobeyed Allah with. Or if there was a problem with their camel, their transport, then they would think, this problem today is because of that sin I did that many years ago. So sometimes this is why difficulties befall us, because of sins which we are committing. Sometimes difficulties befall us because Allah wants to test. Allah wants to see that this person who used to show gratitude to me when I was good towards him, now when I afflict him with a little bit of difficulty, will he show sabr? Will he be patient? And sometimes Allah even tests a person because he loves them. Sometimes Allah tests a person with a death in the family, with a difficulty in their wealth, with a problem with their child, in their marriage, in their house, because Allah loves that person. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Inna azam al-jaza ma azam al-bala," that the most reward is with the most difficulty. The more difficulty a person of iman goes through and he remains upon tawheed, he remains patient with the decree of Allah, there's more reward for him. He said, "Wa inna Allaha idha ahabba qawman ibtalahum," that whenever Allah loves a person or loves a people, then Allah tests them. He said, "Faman radhiya falahu ridha," so the one who remains pleased with Allah, Allah remains pleased with him. وَمَنْ سَخَطَ فَلَهُ السَّخَطَ, and the one who becomes angry with Allah, angry with the decree of Allah, then Allah is angered by him. And the third of these keys is al-istighfar, seeking forgiveness. Na'am. Regardless of how much good you do and how righteous you become and how much taqwa you have, you will never ever be able to free yourself from sin. And this is how Allah has created the humans. Us, as Bani Adam, as the children of Adam, if Adam alayhi salam fell into the sin due to being enticed by Shaytan, then the children of Adam will also fall into sin. So a person can never escape falling into a sin. But Allah has opened an avenue for us. And that avenue is a tawbah wal istighfar, to keep seeking forgiveness and repenting. And in it lies success. And in it is happiness. Because Allah Jalla Sha'nuhu, He said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ He said, O people of Iman, all of you make tawbah to Allah, repent in front of Allah. Then He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Perhaps you will be successful. This ayah shows us that success and happiness, it is in what? In al-istighfar. So a person, as I mentioned, lives his life. His life revolves around these three keys. Ash-shukr, showing thanks and gratitude to Allah when He blesses you. As-sabr, being patient when Allah afflicts a difficulty upon you. And al-istighfar, seeking forgiveness when you sin. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إخوة الإيمان As I mentioned, there are some people, many amongst the people, they think that happiness and success is in money or status and power and authority or in nice clothing and fine dining and food and desires. I mentioned all of this, it may bring partial happiness. It may make some of the aspects of your life easy for you. But if a person thinks that this is the essence of happiness, then this person is deluded by a shaitan. And these three keys which I mentioned, they bring happiness to a person. إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ When a person is blessed, then he shows shukr, gratitude. وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ And when a person is afflicted by a difficulty, then he remains patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرْ And when he commits a sin, then he makes al-istighfar. And there's one more benefit of these three keys. And that is that whatever situation you are in, good or bad, if you have these three keys with you, then that bad situation changes into goodness for you. Meaning, when a person is blessed with something, and this is goodness, if he shows shukr, then this is further goodness for him. Because shukr in of itself, it is a ibadah. It is a form of worship. Allah ordered you to have shukr. And so He's happy for you to have shukr. And He rewards you the more shukr you do. And also patience. A person goes through a difficulty. If he's patient, this difficulty becomes goodness for him. Because Allah ordered you to have sabr. And so this sabr is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also istighfar, seeking forgiveness. If a person commits a sin, and this sin is evil, but if he makes istighfar, then that sin which a person did, it is wiped away. And the situation becomes good for him. And Allah is pleased with him. Even though he did this sin, Allah is pleased with him. Why? Because he made istighfar. And istighfar is a form of worship. Allah ordered with it, and therefore he is pleased for it. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه القائل من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم. أقم الصلاة.